Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's Friday the 13th. And are you going to be lucky today or unlucky?
Oh, yeah.
I've got an interesting article that says that I have some ways, actually, that you can be lucky instead of unlucky.
Okay.
Lucky instead of unlucky.
Well, this should be handy every day.
Okay, yeah, well, it does apply to everyday time, okay? So if you're feeling a little unlucky, here are the ways you can be lucky instead of unlucky. Be flexible. Don't be discouraged if you haven't landed your dream job or gotten married by a certain age. If you're flexible, open to new opportunities that will help, and be willing to step outside your comfort zone, you'll actually catch a break there.
Wow.
Sounds like a good way to be unlucky. You're like, oh, I'll step outside my comfort zone and try this new dating. And oh, no, it was unlucky.
You know, it's kind of like when your friends invite you out and you're like, no, everyone's paired up and I don't want to go. You're like, why not just go and see who I meet and then open your, you know, get up off the table and go walk around.
Off
and
the
meet
table.
People.
What are you
doing? Well, I'm saying you're sitting there with all these couples having dinner. Just get up and walk around the room, see who's there.
I won't go back out to eat with
my
her.
My girlfriend does
not
that.
Not after that.
No, when she's laying on the table eating, it's
very odd.
Well, it's one way to get attention.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a good way to expose yourself to bad luck again. You're taking chances.
Well, but that's actually something they say. Don't be afraid to fail. It's a cliche, but people who are successful have all failed at some point. So go ahead and take a risk. What's the worst thing that can happen?
You could be unlucky. I don't disagree with this as an idea. Yeah. I disagree with it as a way to have good luck on a bad luck day.
Well, it's kind of like when you walk up to that group of girls and you ask them to dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a chance.
And if all of them say no and laugh at you, that's unlucky.
But you took that chance and you could have.
I don't think you're understanding. I'm not saying this is a bad idea. I'm saying it's not an idea that will increase your odds of being lucky today.
I think the more times you do it, it does increase your odds.
Yeah, the percentage.
The lucky part would be find that drunk girl.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be up, more likely to say yes.
You want to find the ones laying on a table.
Yes. There okay, you go. There That's you what go. I mean. Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
I get it. We understand.
She will dance with you.
It's true.
Take the initiative, Tom. If you never take chances or put yourself in a position to have something positive happen to you, it won't happen to you.
True.
But what if it goes bad? This reminds me of my dad. He told me one time this kid was wanting to fight me across the street, and mm-hmm. I was crying, and he's mm-hmm. like, Tommy, go over there and hit him. Bullies don't like it when you fight back. Even if you don't win the fight, he won't pick on you anymore because he doesn't want to get hurt even a little bit. I ran over there swinging my arms, haymakers, tears in my eyes. The kid stepped aside, stuck his foot out. I tripped and landed on my face on the concrete. And the kid just laughed.
I would have too.
So I didn't get any luckier by doing that.
Okay. Friday the 13th here. So here's how to have good luck, they say. Meet more people. Every new connection you make can lead to an opportunity, either personally or even professionally.
I agree with this.
So expand your social circle, build a professional network, and have more meetings and connect with more people.
Okay. Yeah. I'll buy that one.
And then finally, they say stay positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom.
I was just positive.
If you are one of those people who always sees the grass as being greener on the other side, try looking at all the positives on your side of the fence. Some research says that people in good moods take in more visual information, while those in bad moods don't see as much around them.
Uh-huh.
So if you expect to fail, chances are you're going to fail.
Oh. You said that. Where are you?
True.
What? Be more observant.
I'm not seeing as much around me because I'm negative.
Just staring down at the ground. And
I wasn't saying
around.
You were negative at all, Tom.
Oh.
How would you think that? This article was saying that.
No, it wasn't.
It's in the article right there.
It wasn't saying I was negative.
I know. I didn't say that at all. You just assumed that.
I was.
Oh, God. Honey was. Honey was.
Okay.
No, you don't sound negative at all.
I am negative. I have to be negative because I get just frustrated sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Well, you might fail today then.
Turn that
I'm
day
not
upside down.
Try, so I can't fail.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, it's Friday the 13th. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play in some woods.
I have luck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.